We'll begin this morning by reading a passage from the writings of Shinran Shonin. I think this is a wonderful passage for us to reflect upon as we start the new year, the year of the monkey.
まあ、この猿年が始まるときにこの診断書の言葉をいただいて新年を迎えることが素晴らしいと思います。Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。
Rely on wisdom, not on the working of the mind.
Shinjitsu no chie o yori dokoro to shi,人間の分別によってはならないと。
ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダ
ーブツ。Once again, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our first senior gathering of the year 2016, the year of the monkey.
今年は、サル年の初めての senior gathering のようこその。
So this year of the monkey, I saw as we were as coming in this morning, all of the placemats were out, the traditional Chinese restaurant placemats. That I even looking at those, I remembered my own childhood going to Chinese restaurants in Minnesota where I grew up, and they had those similar placemats. I think they've updated the cycle of years since then. That was probably about 30 years ago, the first time I saw one of those. But you remember going around and thinking, wow, this is so interesting that each year has an animal. And I remember my favorite animal as a child was a monkey. I loved monkeys. I had a stuffed monkey, animal stuffed monkey, not a taxidermy monkey, but one of those stuffed animal that was a monkey that I would carry around in my backpack as a child with the head sticking out. So it had the zippers that came on both sides, so I'd zip it up right like this. And so it would like be peeking out the back, and I would carry it everywhere. And we have pictures from my childhood vacations of me pulling on the straps to show the monkey the Statue of Liberty or the Sears Tower in Chicago. So I just loved monkeys as a kid. And I remember wishing and hoping that I was born in the monkey, year of the monkey. Says, oh, if I could be any of these, which year will I be? And so I was looking around, the year of the, trying to find my year. I was born in 1977. I looked down the year of the monkey. 1977 wasn't there. So I just searched the whole page. And I found the year of the snake. Born in the year of the snake. Not my favorite animal. But, and I still quite am fond of, I'm still quite fond of monkeys.
まあ、私、子供の時から、猿が大好きで、まあ、ジョージの、猿のジョージとかをよく読んでたから、それもあったと思いますけど、猿が大好きで、残念ながら私、蛇年で1977年に生まれたんですから、蛇年ですけど、まあ、猿が小さい時から好きですね。
And so I was, a few different times I've had the opportunity to live in countries that actually had wild monkeys. There are no wild monkeys in Minnesota where I grew up. But I recall when I was in high school, I spent a year in India. There were monkeys that would actually come right into the garden of my host family's house when they came. And then also spent some time living in Japan. And Japan also is famed for the Nihonzaru, the Japanese monkey, Japanese macaque, which is famous for taking hot spring baths in the wintertime. The Japanese macaque lives the furthest north of any monkey. In the coldest climate of any monkey, and I think that's possible because in the winter time they spend much of their time sitting in the hot spring baths, warming up and enjoying the weather. So I've always thought monkeys were very cute, but living in countries where they actually have wild monkeys, I've realized that people who live with monkeys have a very different attitude towards monkeys than I did as a child.
まあ、猿が本当にいるところに住んでいる人たちは、猿についての考え方は、こういう、まあ、子供が動物園にいて猿を見てとちょっと違う考え方ですね。
I always thought of 猿 as cute, charming, and interesting.
私が子供の時なんか可愛いと面白いと思ってたんですね。
And I remember when I first was talking to my wife, I was when we first started dating, I was at the time I was riding doing my biking regularly, and I'd go biking up in the mountains. We lived in a fairly rural place, Miyazaki Prefecture, and from my house, if I rode my bike for about 20 minutes, I would be up in the mountains, and I would regularly come across troops of wild monkeys. Because when you're on a bike, you're not making so much noise like a car, especially when you're coming downhill. You're basically silent, and so the monkeys don't hear you coming. So if you're driving in a car, they would hear the sound of the motor, and they would run away as they hear you coming. But on a bike, I would regularly come around a corner and surprise a troop of monkeys. And they would sort of see me and scatter, but I would get to see them right up close. And I would come home so excited that I'd just seen a group of monkeys. で、まあ、宮崎、私の妻が宮崎に出会ったんですけど、その時私よく自転車に乗って山の方に、サイクリングに行ってたんですけど、自転車は非常に静かですね。特に、坂を降りる時は静かですから、よく猿が逃げないように、そういう猿を近づくことができて。 So I'd come home and be so excited. I'd say, oh, I saw monkeys today on my bike ride. And I thought my wife, she'd say, wow, monkeys, that's great. And she would say, pesto. I said, they're a pest. で、まあ、僕は自転車に乗る時に猿に、出会った時に帰ったら妻に、言おうと言ってたら、僕本当に興奮して楽しんでたんですけど、妻も、ああ、よかったですね、と言うかと思ってたんですけど、いや、あれはペストだ、と言ってたんですね。 He said, monkeys are a pest. And I had the same experience with my host families in India. I'd say, wow, did you see those monkeys? They'd say, oh, monkeys. People who live around monkeys don't necessarily like them because they cause a lot of trouble. まあ、猿というのは、いろんな特に作物の破壊とか、よくいろいろしますね。 So they can destroy crops, they mess up gardens, they dig in trash. They're kind of like raccoons, right? ちょっとアライグマに似てるんですね。 You know, I grew up around, we had raccoons where I grew up, and I know that, yeah, raccoons are cute, but I also realized how much trouble they could get into. We lived kind of out in the country, so raccoons would come, and you know, in the morning, your garbage can would be tipped over, and your garbage would be spread across the driveway and the yard where all the raccoons got into it. And that's what wild monkeys are like too, right? そして、まあ、アライグマのようにゴミをひっくり返して、全部いろいろ探して、本当にめちゃくちゃする動物ですね。 And so Buddhism grew up in India, China, Japan, places that have monkeys. And so we have stories about monkeys in the Buddhist tradition. And the monkey, we talk about the monkey mind. We often hear about the monkey mind. まあ、仏教というのは猿がいるところに生まれてきたんですね。インドとか中国語、中国、日本。で、猿はよく猿の心とかと言うんですね。 And so there's a wonderful story that describes the monkey mind. So you 仏教の伝統的の一つは、のお話の一つはこの猿の心を紹介する話があるんですね。 And so it describes the monkey mind, this mind that it's described as a monkey that's been captured and put into a cage. で、猿の心は猿が捕まえて角に入れたんですね。 And it said that this cage has six windows. The story is told of a monkey that's been captured and placed in a cage that has six windows. And there's a naughty little boy who comes to torment this monkey. そしてこの猿が捕まえて、この6つの窓がある籠に入れて、で、いたずらが好きな子供が遊びに来るんですね。 And this boy places a delicious piece of fruit in front of each of these windows. そして全部の窓に美味しい果物を置くんですね。So the monkey starts running for one window, and then just as he gets close, he sees, oh, there's something over here. He runs over there. And then as he gets close to that one, he notices, oh, wait, there's one over there. And he runs over that way. And so he runs around and around, and just as he gets close to one, he sees another one, and he goes after that. And so he runs around and around, and around, back and forth, running around until he becomes so exhausted that he plops down on the ground, exhausted. して、その6つの果物があって、猿が近づいたら、あっちも美味しいのがあるで、そっちに走り回って、また走り回って、ずっと走り回りながら、倒れて、疲れて、倒れるというんですね。 And so this is like, I think, my mind too. You know, we have the six windows describe our six senses. Our sight, our sense of smell, taste, hearing, our tactile sensation, right? And let's see, and then also our mind, that our mind can be like a sense. So we can think of something that we've smelled, we've tasted, we've seen, we've heard, we've felt, and we can sort of go after that too, go after that sensation, even in our minds. そして、まあ、自分の目で見て、口で、味わって、肌で感じる、また聞こえると、匂える。そう、自分の心も一つの感覚ですね。あの匂いが良かったなとか、あれ臭かったなとか、いろいろ心がまた思い出したら、それも一つの感覚となるということですね。So our minds are like that. They're like this monkey chasing after the good things that we smell, that we hear, but also running away from the things that we dislike. Oh, I don't like that. And so our minds run around and around and around in a circle. And so if we follow that mind chasing around that monkey mind, we live in a state of confusion. そしてこの猿のような心に従ったら本当に混乱な人生になってしまうんですね。So to me, the interesting part of this story is that moment when the monkey falls over and flops down. その面白いところはこの猿が倒れたところが面白いと思います。To stop, to pause. We run around, but we have these times where we just kind of hit a dead end and we stop. And I think that's our moment of potential. その倒れたところこそが可能性があると思います。We can stop at that moment and think, what am I doing? How am I living? どういうふうな生き方をしているかと気づく機会ですね。And it's in that moment that perhaps I recognize my own foolishness. その時に自分の愚かなことに気づくんですね。And it's in that moment that I can turn my mind to the wisdom of the Buddha. その自分の愚かなことを気づいたら、仏様の御教えに耳を傾けるチャンスだと思います。And that's the moment of great possibility, living in the Nembutsu. We realize our lives as they are. We recognize perhaps our own foolishness, our greed, anger, our ignorance. But then we turn our minds to the Buddha. And it's that turning of the mind from which the Nembutsu comes forth. その心が展開すると Nembutsu が生まれてくる。南万ダブの Nembutsu が出てくるんですね。And that's why Shinran encourages us to rely on the wisdom of the Buddha and not on the racing around of our monkey mind. そして Shinran 上人が仏様の知恵をよりどころとし、自分の分解する、分別する猿のような心によりどころとしないと、親鸞聖人がおっしゃいます。So we'll conclude here. I invite you to join me in 合唱。ここで合唱して終わりたいと思います。ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマンダーブツ、ナマン